It had something to do with me being down here so much and people coming up to me because I got the big camera lens. What kind of bird is that? You know, it's a gray-legged goose. I call him Gary. Oh, Gary, oh, that's a good name, you know, so they carry on with it, which is why it probably stuck in that reason.
But, how did you find out that poor old Gary had passed on?
A friend of mine, Maureen Shepherd, also comes down here and feeds the ducks and photographs them often as well. And she particularly loved Gary as well. She'd go out and all the way out to Topsail Road somewhere and buy duck feed just to bring down for him and stuff. Oh, yeah. And she was heartbroken when she came down the other day and she messaged me and said, did you hear what happened to Gary? And I got that sinking feeling right away because you think, oh, well, you kind of know what's coming next, but you text back, you know, know what? He's dead.
Aww.
And I'm like, oh, no. So I hauled
on. Any idea how he died?
No, I don't have any idea. And nobody else has come forward to say that they knew anything either. But what I do know is I probably took the last photo of him, which was the one I posted on my social media site, because as you could see in that photo, it was blustery that day, the snow blowing across them. And it was later in the afternoon of the 12th. I didn't come down on the 13th, but somebody else did and said they didn't see him around here. And it was a couple of days later before Maureen noticed him here and messaged me that he was out there in the water. So
you were kind of the man who sort of let everybody know with your post. What has the reaction been?
Oh, a lot of people have expressed interest and sadness for their own version of the beloved Gary that they knew. I mean, from the construction guys that were working on the project by the boathouse there over the last year, they had their tales of somebody being bitten on the bum, you know, while they were trying to get into their boat or something.
Was that Gary?
Yeah, that was Gary, yeah. And you know, just another friend of mine was over in the parking lot one day and he opened his window and next thing he said this long neck stuck its head inside, you know, hey, bud, got any sandwiches or anything in here, you know, like.
And had a bit of personality, you know, to him.
Yeah, he had a super personality. I mean, you look around at any of these ducks, we're looking at hundreds of ducks out here now in the pond, and they're just ducks. They're not one of them will express a particular personality unless you were able to hook in onto one and know it over and over each day. You might get a personality out of it. But Gary was so big and loud with his big honk, honk, that everybody knew. As you were doing your walk or your run or your saunter or you're just coming down to feed, Gary, you'd see, and the others, you know, you'd hear him, oh, there he is, and he'd be like just his presence, and he'd look at you with a way that was, you could sense, you know, this bird has got a personality there in him, right?
He's the king of the roost here.
Yeah, he's the
king
of the roost.
Do you think there'll be another one? There'll be another goose to come
along? Well, there was Michael, you know, 10 years ago I had a photograph of him, and now there was this one. We can only hope that there will be another one because we've come to love and understand that goose right here works really well in the lake. Everywhere has something, right? A little mascot type thing, and a bit of fun like that helps you get through the winter days.
But he was unique here.
Yeah, oh yeah, he was unique. Yeah.